Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:16, beautiful sunrise has come and gone, and I hope you enjoyed it, but sunrises don't pay the bills in this great country of ours. Highs today of 74, partly cloudy. 76 tomorrow, 78 on Thursday with a 40% chance for showers, 60% on Friday. And it turns cool. I think we reach our early high temperature early, then it drops throughout the day. High of 63, 62 on Saturday, and breezy. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 67. Then it turns even colder on Monday. I say even colder. I'm sure our guest is laughing at that. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you, Tommy?
I'm well, sir. You may be in a tropical climate. I don't know. Where are you calling us from?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so you'd probably laugh
at... It's in the 40s.
Yeah,
Not too bad.
You'd probably laugh at 60 being cold. So Elizabeth Warren announced her health care plan, and when Nancy Pelosi was not happy with it, and you know the Republicans are not going to be happy with it, I presume there are some problems with it. Your take on the health care plan as presented by Elizabeth Warren?
Well, there are only a few problems with it. One is that it's dishonest. Another is that it's delusional. And a third problem is that it's unconstitutional. Other than that...
Sounds like you got a plan.
There's a tax increase there on the middle class. It's bigger than any tax increase any American has ever seen. We're talking about to pay for Medicare for all, Congress would have to double all federal income and payroll taxes. That's the magnitude of the tax increase that we're talking about. And that's only half of the cost that Americans would have to bear. A tax increase that big would crush the economy. It would cause economic growth to be 9%, the economy to be 9% smaller. That's twice as much economic activity as was destroyed during the Great Recession. So you're talking about a hit to the economy twice the size of the Great Recession than... and then doubling people's taxes on top of that, and all for what? For a really terrible health care system.
Yeah, and then I would think, and we're going to ask you to define Medicare for all, because that's one of those phrases that people use. Maybe not everybody understands exactly what it means, but I would presume. Well, let's start with that, Michael.
Medicare for all means the government throws 200 million Americans out of their health insurance plans and leaves them no choice but a single government-run plan. And so that means that there would be no more competition in our healthcare sector. There would be no more innovation. The kind of healthcare that you get would be dictated by the federal government because, again, your taxes would be doubling. You wouldn't have enough money left over to go buy health care on your own. And it would be illegal to try to buy a health insurance plan other than the one the government offers. There is no country in the world that does this, that imposes such a one-size-fits-all, command-and-control government-run healthcare system. Whether you look at the UK or Canada, it doesn't matter. Nothing is as centralized and government controlled, or nothing involves so much centralized government control as Medicare for All.
We'll pick it up here when we come back. 260-187. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them to 870-870. This is just insane, and we'll go more into the details when we come back. We are discussing Elizabeth Warren's health care plan and how she intends to pay for it. 620, traffic now, WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about Elizabeth Warren and her health care plan. For a long time, she didn't indicate how she was going to pay for it. And now she has, and it's rare to find something that Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell agree on, but one of them is that this plan is just ludicrous in so many different ways. I'm looking at some op-eds from the Washington Post here. Warren's health care plan is festooned with magic asterisks, Another one says the math for Warren's health care plan adds up if you accept its ludicrous premise. We're talking to Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You called it dishonest, delusional, unconstitutional. It would double the payroll taxes on everybody. Is that right?
I think it was income and payroll. Just all the taxes that individuals and corporations pay to the federal government. It would just double them. And she knows that. And she knows that that would be wildly unpopular. And so she came up with this dishonest, delusional, and unconstitutional financing plan to try to hide all of those taxes. But it's just not going to work. You know, she thinks that she can take $6 trillion from states to pay for Medicare for All. The Supreme Court's not going to let her do that. The Constitution doesn't let the Congress do that. She thinks that she can make doctors work 20% harder for no more pay by dramatically reducing the amount that doctors get paid. You know, I love the idea of making the healthcare sector 20% more productive, but if you try to do that through Medicare, it's not going to work. The doctors are going to lobby Congress to increase the amount Medicare pays, and so it's going to cost as much as everyone is projecting, not as much as Elizabeth Warren would like to pretend. And throughout her financing plan, you see these ridiculous ideas and similar ridiculous ideas just cropping up over and over again.
In terms of quality of care, and let's leave the dollars and cents out of it for a second, the initial thing I think of is, well, first off, any doctor that is experienced, that is successful, that has a couple of dollars stashed away and has made some successful investments, and I'm not denying them the money that they make at all, because it is a highly specialized skill that not everybody can do, right? And it comes to saving people's lives, making their quality of life better, et cetera. But the first thing I'm thinking is, well, I'm checking out at that point. I'm saying, no, I'm going to retire. I'm going to call it quits. So then you don't have experienced a healthcare provider in general in the country as you would have. And the other thing is that who would then want to go into medical school if they know that they're going to make X amount of money? And I understand, Michael, that ideally you would like somebody to go to medical school because they want to help, and I know that's part of it. But the truth is that when they get out, they're probably going to have a ton of student debt.
Well, all of that is true. It's also the case that we are paying too much for healthcare in the United States, both in terms of we pay for a lot of stuff that doesn't help patients, that even hurts patients, and the prices that we pay, in addition to the quantity being excessive, the prices that we pay are often inflated by government protecting doctors and others from competition from people who could offer us something better at a lower cost. But look, you know, regarding the quality of care under a Medicare for All system, healthcare is really complex. It's really hard to know whether what the doctor did is responsible for a good outcome or not responsible for a bad outcome. And so what you need is really an all hands on deck approach to trying to drive toward lower costs and higher quality. And to do that, you need competition between all sorts of ways of paying doctors and hospitals, of organizing them into group practices or what have you. And because if you pay doctors, if you have a one-size-fits-all system that pays doctors for doing more, like the Medicare program, mm-hmm. they will err on the side of providing a lot of providing too much health care that can be wasteful, that can even be injurious to the patient.
Oh, wait, so
same thing happens if you had a Veterans Health Administration for All system, which would pay doctors, pay the system more when they do less. They would err on the side of being too conservative and denying care to people. You need competition between these two models of delivering health care and all other models, but we wouldn't get that under Medicare for All. But we would get the Medicare system that we have right now, but writ large, so we'll get lots of waste, we'll get lots of harmful care, a lot of patients will be hurt, and we'll be paying too much for it.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. We're going to continue to talk about this with Harold Pollack from the University of Chicago when we come back. You know, I understand about competition. I'm not sure that I would go with the lowest bidder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.